I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 158, and it's another solo episode. It's been crazy because the last couple of episodes have been kind of jam packed with people, and now it's all me again. Yay! It's gonna be a kind of a short episode. But it's okay, because fuck it, it's okay. I don't mind. It doesn't faze me a bit. Let's see. What have I been up to this week? Just been working and working and working. Nothing too exciting, I guess you could say. Just been listening to some new music and stuff. This new Mark Anthony album that just came out today as we record. It's pretty fucking dope. I haven't heard some good salsa in a long time. And yeah, the new album called Opus. It's actually really fucking good. Listen to it most of the day. And then another album that actually came out today is actually really good today too. Is that new album from Logic. Really fucking dope. Kind of like that dude. It's really good. Out of Baltimore. Mulatto kid. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. That's another awesome album that had a pretty dope ass fucking song on it too with Eminem. That dropped last week that they put out a single or whatever. Or earlier this week or whatever. But yeah, it's really fucking good. And then, another thing that I just recently got back into, well, not got back into, but I kind of heard them a couple weeks ago and I was like, ooh, sounds pretty good. And then this week, they put out a new song today, actually. And something that I've been kind of jamming to pretty much most of the evening. And I was like, ooh, I like this. I like this a lot. And it's this band called The Concrete Dream. And they are out of Jersey, and they're pretty fucking good. They consider themselves trap metal, so it's a mixture of rap and metal, which is what a lot of bands are kind of going back to, which we haven't really had like rap metal in a while, but trap metal is a little bit different, I guess. But yeah, the new song that they put out is a pit trap. It's actually really fucking cool. I like a lot of features. Hyrule the Hero, that we've actually featured on the show a couple weeks ago. And yeah, it's a really good song. I think I actually might play this at the end of the episode. I had another song planned, but who knows? I think I might do something else. I think I might do this one. But yeah, I can dig it. Haven't really watched much. Actually, my brain's been kind of in a fog after we recorded the bonus episode, or the bonus round. And thank you for all you guys that actually listened to the bonus round. It's pretty fucking cool. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing it. I'm pretty sure that Brian and Mario also enjoyed listening to it. Doing it, and it was really fun. Really fun to actually talk and talk about spoilers and shit. But it's not something that we usually do. We always just try to stick to a story and not spoil shit for everybody, of course, because, you know, that's what the culture is now. You don't want to tell people what things are about, especially if they don't know what it is. So, like, you'll give them, like, a brief synopsis of shit. And hopefully, you know, they don't get butthurt if we say just a little bit of information that's new to them. But yeah, I figured putting out a whole episode on one of the most, like, most anticipated movies of, like, forever was worth it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed the fuck out of the movie. So, fuck it. Why not, right? Yeah, so once again, thank you everybody that listened to it. And, yeah. If you haven't listened to it, well, if you've listened to it, but when other people listen to it, make sure you share it with everybody and let them know, like, yo, this is an awesome episode. So check it out. Especially if you've watched the movie. Or if you don't care about if you watch the movie, just fucking listen to it. It's fucking cool. And then it was also good to actually talk to Mario for a while. The episode's pretty long. Just like the endgame is pretty long. But yeah, it was good to speak to Mario. I haven't spoken to him in a long time. Almost a year, I guess. Because I guess the last time I spoke to him was when I was back in New York. And we actually got into some pretty cool conversations about the endgame and shit. And the possibilities for the future in the MCU, which is stuff that a lot of people are kind of thinking about, and some of the stuff that we spoke about on the show might actually happen, because after we finished recording, the next couple days after that, we got new trailer. I guess it leads into our geek shit for the week. We got a new trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home. And I guess this is kind of like the final trailer or whatever. It's the first trailer that basically features a bunch of shit that it's basically like literally spoilers for Endgame if you haven't watched it. So yeah, it's fucking cool. It's a really cool fucking trailer. It starts off basically like, if you haven't watched it, fuck you, because you need to watch the shit. Basically says, like, Spider-Man is pretty much fucking depressed after everything that happened in Endgame and how fucking, like, Tony Stark died and all this shit. And he's like, yo, I don't know what the fuck to do. I see him everywhere. All I see is fucking him. And, like, that's his mentor. That's his, like, his father figure. But you don't know what the fuck is going on. So, which leads to, like, him being like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go do whatever I gotta do. And, yeah, it's fucking cool. And then, for the first time, we actually get to see Jake Gyllenhaal speak closely on what his character is like. Of course, we know it's Mysterio, but they also mention that he's from an alternate dimension, or a different dimension, or part of the Marvel Universe multiverse, which is fucking cool, because this is the first time that they're actually introducing the multiverse. Well, kind of sort of the first time. First time was technically in Doctor Strange, but in this one, they're introducing the multiverse. An actual character from the multiverse. So, as we all know, or as I know, and most people that are into comics know, Mysterio is mostly a villain in the Spider-Man universe. And the fact that, as of this moment, from the trailer that we've seen, Mysterio is a good guy. Yeah. What the fuck? Mysterio is a good guy? What the fuck is going on? How is this possible? What is happening? Of course, it could be that it's not the regular Mysterio that we know of. From what I've heard, or from what I've read, it could be that Mysterio could be Billy Braddock, I believe, that's what I heard, which technically is Captain Britain or Spider-Man from the UK, like UK Spider-Man or Spider UK. Could be either or of them, or it's just fucking insane the possibilities of what could possibly be right now for this Spider-Man home, away from home, not at home at all, pretty far away from home. Yeah, I just butchered the fuck out of that title, but I don't care. But yeah, it's fucking, it looks fucking cool. It looks really fucking cool. We get to see, finally we get to see Nick Fury actually doing Nick Fury things, because we haven't seen him do Nick Fury things in a long time. Other than what we've seen in fucking Captain Marvel for a moment. But he's finally back as old man Nick Fury with the patch. And yeah, it's pretty cool, pretty exciting. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this movie. And how it pans out and how it starts, I guess, the new phase 5, I guess you could say, phase 5, because this last one, Avengers, would say it's the end of phase 4, pretty much. So yeah, I want to see that. And speaking of Avengers movies, or not just Avengers, but Marvel movies, Marvel's pretty much laid out about 8 movies for the next, like, 4 or 5 years. Pretty much 8 movies until 2022. Yeah. It's a lot of fucking movies. So from what it looks like, this year's pretty much over, so they're not currently counting this year. But for next year, for 2020, they already have, in May, they have 1 movie. And these are all, unfortunately, at the moment of me reading this, they're all untitled. So in May, there's 1. And November, there's another one. Both Marvel movies. Both untitled. And then followed in 2021, in February 2021, is another one. May 2021 is another one as well. As well as in November. So May and November are the two dates that are basically like, oh yeah, we're always going to have movies on those dates. Then which leads us to 2022, that there's one in February, May, and July. Yeah. So I'm assuming the last one in July is 2022. It's probably another Avengers movie. But yeah, that's pretty much like all the shit that's coming for Marvel. I'm excited. Like, what are they gonna do? Of course, we've kind of hinted at possibly having a whole Black Widow solo movie. So that could be in the mix there. Most definitely, there's gonna be another Black Panther movie. That's gonna be there. Another Captain Marvel movie. So that's 3 movies right there that we can think right off the bat. Of course, there's going to be another Avengers movie, so that'll be 4. Possibly another Spider-Man movie, so that'll be 5. And then some other things that we kind of touched on last week, which was, I think it was Eternals. I think that we spoke, I don't remember. Like I said, my brain is a bit of a mush. But yeah. Some of that shit's fucking pretty cool. I'm excited to see what else is coming to the Marvel Universe. Because, Marvel's got their shit straight, pretty much, for the most part. I'm excited. In other news, we finally get to see something that's pretty cool. Outside of the Marvel Universe, of course. We've been kind of hinting at certain things here and there, and especially being that, you know, the CW has a bunch of DC shows, of course. And one of the DC shows that, of course, we've known that's pretty much coming to an end is Arrow. And this past season, they on the whole huge crossover episode that they had, they introduced Batwoman into the Arrowverse. I guess you can call it still. So they finally released basically news that they're doing a whole season of it. They ordered a pilot at least to the series, and yeah, so that's fucking pretty cool. I'm excited because could this mean that they're going to bring Batman into this entire Arrowverse, being that, you know, Arrow's pretty much done for? Yeah, would that be cool? Yes, especially now that Gotham, the TV show, the regular Gotham show, is no more. Could this be the gateway to the whole Bruce Wayne joining the Arrow side of things? Ooh, that's exciting. Yeah, and we got some footage of it. And yeah, it looks pretty fucking cool. I'm excited for it. I want to see it. Of course, we know that Ruby Rose is playing Batwoman. And yeah, it's pretty fucking cool because she's pretty cool. She's done pretty good with action stuff. We've seen her, of course, in like Orange is the New Black, but that's not really action shit. But it's decent acting out of her. But we also get to see we got to see her doing action stuff in Resident Evil, with the last Resident Evil movie that she was in. She was also in John Wick 2. She's been in a bunch of shit, and yeah, she's done pretty good. So seeing her actually sporting the cowl would be kind of interesting. I'm kind of excited for it. That won't be out probably until like next year or so. So we just gotta wait some time. Then another thing, of course, we know that Detective Pikachu came out today or this weekend. By the time this comes up, it'll be up all weekend, and it's probably made some money as compared to fucking Endgame. But the reason I'm talking about it this week is because there was this one little piece online that Pikachu was kind of doing like aerobics, right? And they put out like an hour and a half video of him doing aerobics. And that was cute. But then shortly after, people on the internet, of course, like the internet works, they kind of noticed something that they've seen before. Of course, you know, it's aerobics been around forever, but there was also a clip of something that they noticed that it was pretty much stealing from, and it was actually from an episode of Key and Peele, that they, like Key and Peele, were both like aerobics instructors, and that they were doing the exact same thing that Pikachu was doing in his thing. So yeah, pretty fucking hilarious. Then you see fucking see a side by side of fucking Jordan Peele fucking doing his thing, and then Pikachu doing the exact same thing. It's pretty fucking cool. Pretty fucking hilarious, actually. Yeah, that was funny. Something that I thought it was. I figured I'd talk about it for a little bit, at least for a couple seconds. I thought it was interesting. And then the next big thing that came out that I fucking was like, ooh, I cannot wait for this. We finally got a trailer for It 2. Yes. It 2 is finally coming out. And this trailer looks pretty fucking amazing. I am a huge fan of It. And I'm a huge fan of the original It. No matter how cheesy it could have been in the 80s, it was fucking dope. Then seeing the new one, that's pretty fucking cool too. So, of course, from what we know, the kids are pretty much all grown up. And they come back to the town after being away for a while. And what happens? We get to see all these new characters. Well, not new characters, but the older version of these characters. And I'll go through the list of the actors that are playing them. So we have James McAvoy. He's in it. Jessica Chastain. Bill Hader. Yes. Bill Hader is in it. Troy James. J. Ryan. Xavier Dolan. Bunch of fucking people. And yeah, a lot of the younger cast is in it as well, because of course you gotta have flashbacks, so you gotta make it, you know, seem alright. All the dude from fucking the Old Spice commercials is in it. Isaiah Mustafa, he's in it. And yeah, I'm kind of excited to see where this movie is going. It looks fucking cool. So it's creepy as fuck, and creepy is always good in my book. And yeah, it kinda gave me like goosebumps just seeing this trailer and seeing the possibilities of what will happen. Like, are they gonna stay true to the actual story, or are they gonna stay true to the actual previous TV movie, or are they just gonna do their own thing? Like, how true to the original material is it gonna be? I did also read on Twitter that Stephen King was like, yo, I've seen it and it's pretty fucking terrifying. So from him saying that, the one thing that he actually wrote was actually like that was taken from his words was actually pretty fucking good, is something that's kind of like, okay, I can dig it. I'm excited for it. It makes me feel like, okay, these creators actually have a pretty good understanding of the source material, and they really know how to creep people out. So yeah, that's something that I'm excited for. I cannot wait for these. Yes. And yeah, so like I said, it's going to be a short episode this week. So yeah, make sure you go to over to initiatinggeeks.com, and if you have not checked out the spoiler episode, go and check out the episode. Of course, it's me, Brian, and Mario. And yeah, we like I said, we speak about endgames and the future possibilities in the Marvel Universe and going back and forth. And yeah, it's a fucking cool ass episode. Go check that out. Also, if you haven't checked out episode 157, go check that shit out too, as well as every other episode that we have on there. It's all on intercitygeeks.com. Also, you can find every single episode on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, and Spotify. So make sure you check all that shit out. And then yeah, those are all the InterCity Geek stuff. Also on InterCityGeeks.com, you can find a bunch of other shit. Of course, you could find this show, like I've mentioned a bunch of times already, but you could also find Yay Toys, which is Brian's show. He talks about toys and he reviews toys and he plays the toys on the YouTubes. So yeah, go check that shit out. Also, something that's actually gonna come back, which is Manga Times and Anime World and Comics Con Sabor, which is all Mario stuff. That all should be coming back soon, which is what he said last week on the spoiler episode. So yeah, be ready for that. That should be coming in the next few weeks or so. So check that out. Also, we have a bunch of other random shit that we do on there. Of course, we have random writings and stuff, and then we have the Interesting Geeks webcomic that should be coming back soon, or we have stuff in the works. How about that? Yes. So we have stuff being written and stuff. So go check that out. Also, on InterstateGeeks.com, you will find a link to a bunch of our sponsors and stuff. So when you're on InterstateGeeks.com, make sure you go towards the bottom of the page and you will find a link to Amazon. You can on that first link, you can actually go in there and press that link and you can get an entire month for free of Amazon Prime. Yeah, so Amazon Prime is actually a pretty cool service that you can use that, of course, you can get shit delivered for free. But not only just that, but you also get a bunch of other shit as far as, like, you know, you could watch Amazon Prime Video or Prime Music and a bunch of other shit through there. So yeah, make sure you go check that out. Also, if you click on that link, you could also buy random shit on Amazon. And, kind of hooks us up with a little bit of change. No charge extra to you. So yeah, you can do that. Also on the site, you also find a link to So Sick Clothing Company. It's a clothing company that that caters to people like us. So t-shirts and hats and hoodies and bunch of cool apparel that, you know, focuses on some geekly shit. So go check them out. SoSickClothing.com or .co. Yes, SoSickClothing.co. And enter code InterCityGeeks and you get 15% off the entire store. Yes, 15 motherfucking percent off. Check that out. Also, another thing we have on the site is Beard Octane. Beard Octane is a company that is providing dope beard products for your man mane. Yeah, that's right. I said man mane. Yeah. So check them out. They got pretty good beard oils and beard balms, and they're working on beard butter. As well as co-wash stuff to wash your beard out and make it look all nice and clean. Yeah, so as well as products and stuff. Also, this week, I don't know exactly when the sale is over, but they have a really cool sale going on that you can buy three beard oils. And you get the fourth beard oil for free. So, yes, make sure you go to beardoctane.com and you buy three beard oils and you get the fourth one for free. That's right. Go check that shit out. That shit is a good fucking sale. But if you don't want to go into that sale, which is understandable, some people don't want to spend, like, a bunch of money on shit, so you could also enter offer code ICG10 for 10% off. And, you know, yeah, do that. Either one, doesn't matter. But support Beard Octane, because they're a cool group of dudes. So go do that. And, so, now going back to the Inner City Geek stuff, make sure you follow us on the Facey Space. On facespace.com/InterCityGeeks, on Twitter at InterCityGeeks, on Instagram at InterCityGeeks. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that's pretty much it for this week. So thank you guys for listening. Make sure you guys share. Let everybody know, like, yo, you guys got this guy got some pretty cool shit on here. So, yeah. Originally I had thoughts of a different song, but like I mentioned earlier, I'm really digging this song by Concrete Dream. So, about to play it for you guys to enjoy it, because it's fucking dope. So, don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks should inherit the earth.
Fucking hero! Host Bobby Lee.